Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
It is all happening in Kerry as the Roses Relief Festival is back, friends. It's on our screens this Monday and Tuesday, and we're joined by the co-hosts, Dahi O'Shea and Catherine Thomas. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
And you're down in Kerry right now.
I'm actually in my car, sitting outside my house, about to leave.
I'm sitting in the car in Abbey Field, ready to go over the border, Oliver, ready to attack.
Like, is this some kind of race between the two co-hosts being shot for some other series?
I got caught out, Oliver. I said I'd be on the road at 7 a.m. and then I forgot I had to talk to you. But I'll be there as soon as I can, Dahi.
We won't hold you.
I'll be waiting for you.
Pull in. Where will she pull in, Dahi? Where's the best place to kind of pull? Because I'm sure you don't go anywhere without stopping for an old chicken fillet roll, and then you stop again and do a gym routine or something.
I pulled into Abbey Field to make sure that the reception was good for you, Oliver. So I'm waiting here with that 4 or 5 minutes with all of my rolls of chili notes in front of me.
This is what the people paid the TV license for. I thought you'd only be swanning up on a Monday. I can't believe you're going there for the whole weekend beforehand.
Well, I used to rock up before there at around 7:45 on the Monday, Oliver, but I said I better put a bit of work into it now, you know.
Yeah, it really did seem like that.
I did bring an unbelievable amount of unprofessionalism to the job, Oliver. I can't deny that.
And that's why you're there. How many times later? How many times will this be for you?
12 over 14 years. We missed two over COVID, yes, so I've been there for a while.
Catherine, you're only here a second time as a co-host. What is it like working with such an older man?
Well, geez, when I rocked up to do the photo shoot the other day and he had the crutch, I said, oh, it's all gone downhill.
Oh, no, there's a crutch.
Yeah, he. What did you do? He injured his knee. I think he was just looking for sympathy, Oliver, to be honest.
Were you the fella in D2 that we were talking about earlier on? I mean, just having that club, he shouldn't be there.
Anyway, I have the crutch in the boot of the car just in case, Oliver, but hopefully it won't come out.
Oh, right. It'll be hidden, will it? No, I have to go to Catherine because as public service broadcasting, you have described the Roses Tralee recently in the press as bonkers. Have you been reprimanded by executives for trash-talking the Roses of Tralee?
Not yet, actually. Mm-hmm. Not yet. But it is. It's brilliantly bonkers. And that's what I love about it. And going down last year, I didn't really understand Oliver until I've watched it every year. I've been a fan of the show. But actually being down in Tralee and being there from today right through until Wednesday, it is so much crack. I mean, I heard you chatting to Eric there about Electric Picnic, but this is like the crack in the Meadowlands between now and probably about 4 o'clock in the morning or Wednesday morning is brilliant. You've got people from all over the world. They've flown in from Australia, the States, all across Europe. And it is just brilliant fun. And then, you know, working with Dahi, it was the first time I'd done it, obviously. And it's 3 hours of live television a night. And I was not prepared for the atmosphere in the dome. You know, it is just so loud. It's so, as I said, brilliantly bonkers. It's fun. It's crack. And just had such a ball, and I can't wait to do it all again.
And the best bonkers bit is when the Roses do their party pieces, which is still going on. Are there set rules? Are there kind of guidance for them? I mean, if somebody wants to go a bit mad, like the Washington Rose wants to stage an insurrection dressed as a QAnon shaman, is that type of thing allowed, or what are the restrictions?
Dahi, over to you on that one.
Well, I think we banned poems a few years ago because we had around 10 of them, and then we brought them back subtly there maybe last year or the year before with one or two. But no, it's open to anything, Oliver. You can do whatever you want. It's usually to do with some kind of passion you have or something to do with your job. Like one year there was a teacher, she was a science teacher, and she set my hands on fire. One rose 2 years ago, really liked getting into ice baths, so I got into one of them. So
I remember that.
To be honest, I suppose, Oliver, it's over the weekend that those crazy party pieces come together. Catherine and I have been with the Roses for the last week or so, getting to know them. And once we know them and they're comfortable with us, it's kind of Saturday and Sunday where that madness kind of comes out. So we're looking forward to that.
Okay, so you've met all of the Roses already. Are there many high doses this year, or what's the ratio like?
Sorry, Oliver, say that again. Are there many what?
Are there many doses among the Roses this year? I love this. No preparation whatsoever. Presumably, some of them. They're not even all American. Catherine, now, Dahi, as we know, he's been in an ice bath. He's famous for these on-air stunts now. He even did, I think, an ice bucket challenge at one stage.
Yes.
There was the kinky red boots. You have to do... was there breathing as well in cold water, the Wim Hof method? What are you going to do, Catherine? You need to step up now. Second year in, you have to do some stunts.
Yeah, I need to step up my party piece game. I think I was just treading the waters last year. But again, as the lads know, I'm up for anything, up, you know, to be put in something, put on something, thrown out or something.
I think we have a pole dancer this year, Catherine. I think this, I'd like to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I personally requested that. So, yeah, I'm all up for it.
There's an apple dance that Charlie XCX has made famous online. You could declare a brat summer, Catherine.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We could. We've got a lot of thinking to do.
Yeah.
But listen, what's great about it, though, is it, like the women are, and again, just having spent the last week with them, Oliver, these women are amazing. They're so articulate, so intelligent, two PhDs, well, a lot of them. And they're just, they've got great stories, you know.
Ah, you're right, There's only the odd dose, to be fair. There's only really one or two. And you know exactly who I'm talking about.
And they're the two presenters.
nice save. Come here. Dahi, by the way, you've been telling the papers that you have a backup plan now in place all the TV stuff ever dries up. Growing your show again, is planning to run for election. That could be an option for you.
I answered an honest question, but an honest answer. That's all.
Every summer you're in trouble.
do you know what? There's a bit of that, but it's just a bit of fun. I was asked about Grainne. There was a rumor at the time. I was watching TG Cairn News last night, so I think it's true that she's going for election. So we wish her and everyone else all the best
for Fianna Fáil. Oh, so you're declaring for Fianna Fáil? That's an endorsement. the executives will be in touch. Catherine, you actually went to school with Leo Varadkar. I didn't know this about you.
Yes, yeah. Myself and Leo were in the same class, actually.
Yeah.
Him being Varadkar and me being Thomas, so with the surname. Yeah, we were in the same class for 5 years.
Yeah, and go on.
The only class we...
give us your view on the man. Come on, Catherine. Yeah. Give us a line.
What did he do with himself? Well,
put it this way, I wasn't in higher maths than he was.
Oh, right. You're not really telling us. Yeah. And it went really badly for him because he earned only over €2 million, never won an election, and he crashed out with a lump sum and a massive pension for life. So politics, it really isn't for everyone. But look, I better let the two of you go. We're out of time. The Rose of Tralee is live on the telly, RT Television, RT One, this coming Monday and Tuesday evening. Starts at 8 p.m. and goes on forever. Safe driving
and
to you
ever.
Both.
And ever.
He's well up for it. He's only in Abbeyfield. Thank you both. Be safe on the road.
Good luck, Swan of all.
Safe. Thank you, Dahi. And good luck to you, Catherine. Be very safe in that beautiful free car that you drive. Run out of time to ask for a better, but there we go.